This is Sheila Hamill and Andrew Ridgwick with New Day Dawning. Welcome to the programme and thank you for joining us on Prince Bishop's Hospital Radio.
I'm getting ready for a new day dawning. I'm getting ready for a brand new morning. Packing my bags for a heavenly journey. I can't wait to be there. No, I can't wait to be there.
Did you know that a quarter of the Gospels is to do with healing? As Jesus went about teaching and preaching, so too he healed those who were sick and in great need. This is our theme today, and I'll be asking if we as Christians should be taking the healing ministry far more seriously today.
Jesus, lover of my soul, let me to thy bosom fly. While the gathering waters roar, while the tempest still is high, hide me, O my Saviour, hide, till the storm of life is past.
That hymn was Jesus, Lover of My Soul, and you would have noticed there that Aled Jones sang one verse in Welsh, and even though I don't speak that language, I know that it was one of these two verses which I'm going to read out as a prayer this morning. Other refuge have I none, hangs my helpless soul on thee. Leave me not alone, still support and comfort me. All my trust on thee is stayed, all my help from thee I bring. Cover my defenceless head with the shadow of thy wing. Thou, O Christ, art all I want. More than all in thee I find. Raise the fallen, cheer the faint, heal the sick, and lead the blind. Just and holy is thy name. I am all unrighteousness. False and full of sin I am. Thou art full of truth and grace. Beautiful words there by Norman Clayton, Charles Wesley and J.F. Holbrook. Aled Jones sang of a fountain of life in that final verse that rises up from our hearts here and now, but which goes on into eternity, the place of ultimate healing. This is reflected in Jesus' words in John 10 from our Gospel reading for today, where he says, I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. Eternal life is a life that begins now and knows no end, a life of wholeness and security, enfolded in the loving arms of God. Here's one of my favourite songs from the film True Grit, sung by Iris Dement, Leaning on the Everlasting Arms.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine. Leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning.
Our reading today is from Acts of the Apostles, chapter 9, which might help guide our thoughts on the ministry of healing. Now in Joppa there was a disciple whose name was Tabitha, which in Greek is Dorcas. She was devoted to good works and acts of charity. At that time she became ill and died. When they had washed her, they laid her in a room upstairs. Since Lydda was near Joppa, the disciples who heard that Peter was there sent two men to him with the request, "Please come to us without delay." So Peter got up and went with them, and when he arrived they took him to the room upstairs. All the widows stood beside him, weeping and showing tunics and other clothing that Dorcas had made while she was with them. Peter put all of them outside, and then he knelt down and prayed. He turned to the body and said, "Tabitha, get up." Then she opened her eyes, and seeing Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her up. Then calling the saints and widows, he showed her to be alive. This became known throughout Joppa, and many believed in the Lord. Meanwhile, he stayed in Joppa for some time with a certain Simon, a tanner. Let's listen to Ferdinand Ortega singing, "Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing."
Come Thou Fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing Thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise His name, I'm fixed upon it, the name of God's redeeming love. Hitherto Thy love has blessed me, Thou hast drawn me to this place, and I know Thy hand will lead me safely home by Thy good grace. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger bought me with His precious blood.
The name Tabitha is a Jewish name meaning gazelle. Dorcas is the Greek equivalent and also means gazelle. The name itself seems to encapsulate the beauty and grace of this much-loved woman, famous for her good deeds. Dorcas didn't receive healing because she was special, though, or because she was a popular lady who did good things. No, when she fell ill and died, those who knew her well and loved her did everything in their power to save her. Had they not done so, or if they'd been without hope of any healing, no miracle would have taken place. God, it seems, honoured their faithfulness and compassion as they went into action on her behalf. I wonder if you're concerned about the health of anyone today. Then why not take them on an imaginary walk through this next song? I wrote it for my daughter when she went to stay at a hospital in Trivandrum in southern India to find out whether a medical career was for her. She was only 18 at the time and was away for 5 months, and we prayed for her constantly, especially through this next song. The theme is taken from Psalm 23 and is called "May Your Blessing Be Upon Them."
May your blessing be upon them, be their shepherd, be their guide. Let your shining greatness lead them to the comfort of your side. By the still and crystal waters, let their bodies be made whole. As you lead them to green pastures, be refreshment to their souls. I offer them to you. May you lead them in your truth and in ways of holiness. In the valley of the shadows, remove their fearfulness. Though evil dances round them and death opens ugly jaws, raise your rod and staff to comfort them and make them feel secure. I offer them to you. I offer them. I offer them to you. Prepare a feast before them in their battle, in their toil. Anoint them with your healing, pour over holy oil, and let their cup of gladness like a torrent overflow. May your graciousness and mercy follow them wherever they go. I offer them to you. I offer them, I offer them to you. I offer them to you. I offer them, I offer them to you.
Those friends of Dorcas who cared for her went to find Peter, who happened to be close by in another village. They ran to him, even though Dorcas was dead, full of hope and expectation, as Peter had accompanied Jesus when he healed the sick and raised the dead. He was now leader of the church, and also well known for exercising the same kind of power of God to heal. It doesn't necessarily have to be some great leader or some charismatic figure doing the praying, though. Jesus' teaching tells us that any ordinary Christian can pray for someone to be healed. Let's not forget that Peter was once a very ordinary man, a fisherman, a rough Galilean. He hadn't been perfect. He was impulsive. He made mistakes. But God used him all the same. Ask, Jesus had said, and it will be given. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened. Perhaps we don't have, because we don't ask. I also wonder this morning what it is that prevents a person from requesting healing prayers. Is it some previous bad experience, or perhaps some prejudice, or even fear of the supernatural? Is it that we look on illness as a cross to bear? Do we believe that medical science has taken away the need to pray for miracles? Do we know that we can request prayers for healing from our hospital chaplains and our churches? Incidentally, how many of our churches offer healing services? And if not, why not? In his book entitled Healing, a Roman Catholic priest called Francis McNutt tells a story about three Native Americans who visited a conference attended by 45 priests in South Dakota, the heart of Sioux Territory. These three members of the Sioux tribe spoke of amazing healings that were taking place in their community. At the close of the meeting, one of them, an elder, addressed the clergy. He said, "Now, who likes Jesus? Raise your hand," he said. Here the priests didn't know what to expect, so they hesitantly raised their hands. Then the chief asked, "How many of you ever heal anybody?" Here only two hands went up. "How come," he asked, "how come you know Jesus and you know heal nobody?" I love that story. In Mark's Gospel, though, chapter 16, it says, "And these signs will accompany those who believe. By using my name they will cast out demons, they will speak in new tongues, they will pick up snakes in their hands, and if they drink any deadly thing it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick and they will recover." Here's a song sung by Kerry Landry called Lay Your Hand Gently Upon Me.
Lay your hands gently upon us. Let their touch render your peace. Let them bring your forgiveness and healing. Lay your hands gently, lay your hands. You were sent to free the brokenhearted. You were sent to give sight to the blind. You decide to heal all our illnesses. Lay your hands gently, lay your hands, lay your hands gently upon us. Let their touch render your peace.
In the New Testament, in a letter written by the Apostle James to the early church, he tells us that healing was a common practice then, and senior members of the church had a part to play. This is what he writes. Are any among you sick? They should call for the elders of the church and have them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up. And anyone who has committed sins will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. It lifts us up to where we belong. Let's listen to Josh Groban with a song called You Raise Me Up.
When I am down and my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burdened be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. when I am on your shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. You raise me.
More often than not, our prayers can take place some distance away, or we'll add a sick person's name to a prayer list in church, and so we should. But it just may be that God has placed a sick person on our hearts, so we'll visit them, befriend them, and even pray alongside them in their trouble, simply and from the heart, trusting in God for the words. In Luke 21, verse 15, Jesus tells us not to be anxious about how we should defend ourselves or what we should say, for the Holy Spirit will teach us in that very hour what we ought to say. When we do pray for others, God's answer can be a yes. Sometimes it's a no, now's not the time. Sometimes it's wait, be patient. But I've always found that when we pray for someone in need, great coincidences begin to take place. And sometimes God has an entirely different miracle to bestow as a result of healing prayers. Dorcas' healing became known throughout Joppa, and many came to believe in the Lord through this incident. You see, healing prayers, working alongside the compassionate care of others, seems to have been the ideal way here to promote well-being and wholeness. Today, let's give thanks for our doctors and nurses, and all chaplains and the NHS and emergency staff who work so tirelessly on our behalf. Please join with me now as I pray for all those listening in this morning at home and in hospital who are sick or in need at this precise moment. You may also have names in mind of people that you'd like to quietly mention before God as we pray. So may the Lord our God fill you with hope and great joy in believing as you seek him today. May he touch your life right now in the stillness of this moment, and may he bring you to a place of healing and wholeness, peacefulness and calm. May he raise you up to new heights as you pour out your heart to him and place yourself into his loving arms. We ask these prayers in and through the precious name of his Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening to our programme this morning, and thanks also to Andrew for his technical skill in bringing you this programme. What would I do without him? Say goodbye, Andrew.
Bye, everyone.
Here's a really unusual song to finish with. For those of you who may be Leonard Cohen fans, it's called Come Healing. Have a good week, everyone. Bye for now.
Of those promises you never dared to vow, the splinters that you carry, the cross you left behind. Come healing of the body, come healing of the mind, and let the heavens hear it.
Behold the gates of mercy in arbitrary space, and none of us deserving the cruelty or the grace. O solitude of longing, where love has been confined, come healing of the body, come. come healing of the mind.
Oh, see the darkness healed,
that tore the light apart. Come healing of the reason, come healing of the heart. Concealing an undivided love, the heart beneath is teaching to the broken heart above. And let the heavens falter, and let the earth proclaim, come healing of the altar, come healing of the name.